Kikawa Yatavu Yasu Ufata Saoji Ayu Saoki Kawa Yatavu Yasu Ufata Saoji Fata Saoji Aye Fata Saoji Aye Hallelujah Saoji Kawa Yatomo Linoso Fata Saoji Aye Saoji Kawa Saoki Kawa, Yatomo Linoso, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O Lord. And let your enemies be scattered.
Jesus.
Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. David said, when The devil watches and he locates the one that has a promise. Now, what tunipa daseni means he will instigate somebody. David had no enemies until the prophet Samuel entered the house of David and poured oil on David and said, "You will be the next king of Israel." Suddenly, an evil spirit entered Saul. And Saul started pursuing David. When David had no promise, when David had no prophecy, when David had no future, Saul wasn't pursuing him. Today, your struggle in this life is because the devil has located the prophecy over your life. One day, David said, 1 Samuel chapter 26, Saul pursued David, wanted to kill David. And in the night, when Saul was asleep, David, look, and church, whenever there is a promise of God over your life, the devil will come close, but he cannot touch you. Watch your life. So many times you thought you were dying, so many times you thought this was your end, and the Lord will narrowly take you out of the situation. One day, the Bible said David ran and went to hide in a cave, the cave of Adullam. Saul came, was looking around. Ehwan and Yankopon caused Kwekwanansi to come and do an ancientin time at the entrance of the cave. So Saul came. The people said he may be inside. And Saul said, "No, or we're inside that and can intend tiny hole," which means nipa real match, so that the enemy cannot touch you. One day he pursued David and went and he fell asleep. And David went slowly. He took the jar of the king. He cut off a bit of the king's cloth. And then he took the spear of the king. And then he went to stand at the other side. And David said in 1 Samuel 26, reading from verse 18. Put 18 on the screen. We'll pray on that. And he said, "Why does my Lord pursue after his servant? For what have I done? What evil is on my hands?" Move on. "Now therefore, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If it is the Lord who has stirred you up against me, may he accept an offering. But if it is men, may they be cursed before the Lord." Which means that onipa onipa daseni to make cancer. You and listen, look, let's read to the end. It said, "If it is men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day that I should have no share in the heritage of the law. I have a share, but human beings can say things and I will lose my share. Tonight, may you recover your share." Amen. Nipa ye wicked. We are going to pray. Anybody saying things to disinherit me from my share of what God has for me, may they be cursed of the Lord. Where our Bible, akwa bi ye me bone tete me na me ka cha me big sister say de bia ho ma che me ka si nipa kro no me big sister the Bible say we should bless those who hate us. Na me say did you read to the end of the scripture? Or say, bless those who hate you. And when you bless them, it is like heaping coals of fire on their head. It's not the same as cursing you. Just a mishrawa. It is some man so jegu a pimpim. And there's some domo work, Anke. And a man domo direct. And then a medical one answer. Domo straight. Come closer and lift up your hands and look at her. For favor's sake, let me speak English. What is that? That it is saying. Lift up your two hands. Say, my father.
Tonight.
Anybody
saying things
about me that is disinheriting me from the promises of God
for my life
when I clap my hands
and I begin to pray
may they receive curses come out, pray.
Rapaya,
Yesterday, we received the Holy Spirit that enables us to pray. Yes. And I see it today.
Amen.
Or you don't feel it?
Yes.
Sunday, but if Nyameya Adoma, Sunday, all those that were not here for the anointing service in the evening, yesterday evening, I'll have to anoint all of you again.
Amen.
All those that were not here.
Amen.
Because I can see our prayer lives happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. What somebody can say, one word somebody can say can disinherit you. Ah. You know, when I started the series on making your way prosperous, I said the Ten Commandments is a summary of the whole Bible. That is why when in 2 Samuel chapter 9, reading from verse 3, the Bible said, David gets up and asks everybody, said, guys, is there nobody left in the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to? Sometimes it's better you shut up. The king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him? He didn't say, is there anybody and how is the person? I just need a human being. Fair or black, I need a human being. Tall or short, I need a human being. Cripple or fall, I need a human being. What is your business, Ziba? Answering and saying, Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet. What is your business describing the person? I asked of a human being. Awariana mebaye, nipakrona brabo awabo in the past. I don't care. What is your business coming to explain? And this girl was like this and was like that. What is your business? What is your business? So why are you taking me back? That's why I said, the Bible said, thou shalt not bear false. But don't say and send it your yembusawa. What is your reason for giving this information? Eventually, when you read down the scripture, the Bible said, the king said, you Ziba, for saying what you were not supposed to say, and you said, you and all your family, you will serve this cripple. Your next prayer is this. Anybody saying things meant to disinherit you, may those people become your slaves. Oh, this one is a sausage. Anybody who is saying, look, go to 10,
of chapter 9. Go to verse 10.
And you and your sons, he's speaking to Ziba, and your servant shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But as for Mephibosheth the cripple, your master's grandson, he shall always eat at the king's table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. They all became his servants. Hallelujah. You are going to pray with aggression.
Yeah.
But Africa, ha. Obebo. Ah.
Minya Prince. Now, of course, US. Normal, call every domo fee. They go New York to New Jersey. Normal, kwa, sorry, he and another pastor. Inti, osi o tina ka muana. Osi, so from, yam bon payan si akwe. Toughness, I come a bad. And I had to say, I'm 88 lanes here, 8 lanes here. What are you praying for?
Angels now are quiet. So Ghana, one lane, Obeku. It's 1 year wide, but Paiboma, ye kuano.
Ah, into some prayers, you will not pray there. Brony, umbusa, no questioner, he will never say anything.
Brony will never know what is his business.
If it doesn't affect him, the king is asking. Is that, first of all, even if it's a white man, he will say he doesn't know. Simple.
If you don't know, you don't know. Why are you going into details to discredit that boy?
Your hands are lifted.
Yanda shekate. Sobrondi alabade katasa. Lobrododo shekate debrika. Kalibidi andalabashuka.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Say, oh God,
anybody
saying things to discredit me,
to prevent my promotion,
when I clap my hands,
and I begin to pray seriously,
my Father,
Rapa!
When the Muslims finish their fasting, they tell you that we are waiting to see the moon, the full moon. When the Muslims wake up in the morning, they face the direction of the sun. Isn't it? Any Arabic country, when they draw their map, you see the moon, half moon, and the stars. Isn't it? Doesn't it cause you to wonder? Then I realized that the elements of the climate can work in your favor, or they can also disfavor you. So the Muslims always want to be in alignment with the element of the climate. Dubon say, Aja, ton koko keke, do we sit down with Nima? Oso so, why, yeah, abanye juma, 32 years,
who needs sika $1 crowd our bank account. But you, don't you wonder why the Bible said, for the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The moon, does it smite anybody? Ah, na den tine, we are still following your problem. Or say, agra dan jansu trim. When we say agra dan fisura be jes, you be trim. Have you seen some before? You hear it, have you seen some before? It means the elements of the climate can work in your favor. That is why when Joshua was in battle, no, was it Gideon? Or Gideon was in battle. Now Adia son, it was Joshua. The Bible said he told God that let this son stand still. Because so far as the sun is standing still, the battle is in my favor. But if we are not so aware, a bomber what time for so? At the end, if we are not jinaswa, it is to your favor. Tonight we pray to God that may the climatic conditions, the moon, the stars, the sun, May all of them work to our advantage in this month. In Judges chapter 5, verse 20. Judges chapter 5, verse 20. Put on the screen. Said, from the heaven, the stars fought from their courses. They fought against Sisera. Hallelujah. So when you read, and the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night, it means these things, if they are working to your favor, or you should say that may no one use them against me. Obi kobodua or say we are boa. Which is he's using the sun, what God has created, against you. And there are spirits in them. That is the reason why in the old Romans, whatever, they said the God of the sun, the God of the moon, and the God of the stars, and all that. We are going to pray that it may all the climatic elements, may they work in our favor. And if anybody attempts to use them against us, may that person receive whatever they wish for us hundredfold. Obunsam, he doesn't have any new thing to use. Whatever the devil will use is what God has created. Obunsam, he's not done any new thing before. Tia DNA wo hoda dana. No, you suit ya. Please be on your feet. I know. Enya epuwe, I know. Enya epuwe, I know. Enya epuwe, ogufu riguna ba. Ejenyame refrenema. I know enya epu. I know enya epu.
Ano ena ebu e ogufu rigu naba ah ejo na me refrenimba for the last time Ano ena
tetenyom kakra se mu nim to o se han no enye pie ogufu oni igu na aba ejo nyame friend ma
amen
tetenyom na no fears no fears no na mu nim to han no
enya ebu
Sing it again for the last time. On you, make all the climatic elements.
Make all the climatic elements
work for my favor.
Work for my favor.
Work for my good.
Work for my good.
Work for my betterment.
Work for my betterment.
Work for my improvement.
Work for my improvement.
Work for my progress. Work
for my progress.
Ah, Tio. Identity in your case, ensure to swear for my identity. Which means that ensure to people are benefiting, but who so means the climate a real moon sacra, you know, a kutiao. Say, real moon sacra, ya kutiawa, and now who's a wife, a pa, and so soon we say, I cheer for you, I remember your more copy, poor people. Ewiamu nsakra ya kutia wa obi adua otwa nkoa ubechi enkran adechi a wo blessing kononggo kaya adebesan wanga na kwa na ebi nda obotom that is what the sun that said and the sun and the stars fought in their courses against Sisera Sisera ti asasi so No, yes, say. Ube kwa pendang, ube diya kwa niyabasa. Ensu ye da. Because a ewe moun sakra yenu kutiao. Yeah. But you, why do you think Obi Bodama, yes, you're a lunatic? Lunatic comes from the word luna. Luna is the moon. You won't say, they are not all the time mad. There are times during the day they are normal. But because of where they find themselves, they need to pretend to be mad. At this sana, anybody whose madness is spiritual, no,
adesane mu no ba na abodam ne ba. You are a nurse. Are they all the time? Don't they say sensible things sometimes? Inti ye yusu ye say wo ye di ato so moon we can say osrane when the moon comes up ne ye ke kan sema e wose ye ka di eguso ewiane bo e mu obi alight won kwa benam sumu sa, which means that wabra bo be ye sumu nipa kra hu ohu uji obi animo hu as dimifo bi. What is all that? I don't know why. I know it is 8, but I was going to close. I don't know why God brought this topic up. So I beg you, allow. Hallelujah. We are going to pray that from today, anybody, obi awa sama awa ma, any of these things, you can, and may all these things work for our improvement. Most a soft will be pa and go straight one so nyagro. But if we are in your bono be jinago no preacher, a young quasi as some will be. Such people, whenever they have yes, samauma, these things are, these are the people that nothing is permanent in their life. A certain time of the year, maybe June, July, August, I'm watching a pa. So what to one of the December, January, February. Now we'll pick it, now pick it. When you're June, July, I want you to ya summer, wama, emere, enye, yemu, sakraye. I don't know why God said we should pray about it. Your hands are lifted. Say, oh God.
Oh God.
When I clap my hands.
When I clap my hands.
And I cry on you.
And I cry on you.
May the sun.
May the sun.
The moon.
The moon.
The stars.
The stars.
The rivers.
The rivers.
The water bodies.
The water bodies.
The wind.
The wind.
Everything.
Everything.
That you created.
That you created.
May they work.
May they work.
For my favor. In my favor.
In my favor.
In my favor.
In my favor.
In my favor.
In my favor.
May they work.
May they work.
For my progress.
For my progress.
May they work.
May they work.
For my progress.
For my progress.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Rakata, Ipaya, Somebody pray. He got those theatre. The Lord will reckon your favor.
In the name of Jesus.
Topic we are now Mukodufia. Mumbompaye. Last topic. Let's pray for this church, Mama Francesca. Wherever she will stand. If you be Gina Kanyamia Sembia. This week, baby, obedience, Kanyamia Sembia. This week and forever, wherever the grace of God should increase up over her life. Hallelujah. And over this church, Onyamia Domembra, sorry, so. Yashe radio broadcaster say. Say, Yajina radio, Sunye preacher. And Chakrambra, sorry,
Jesus.
The Bible said, the gathering shall be unto the Lord. Bompire say ni akrambra han say yan kanipa wasam yankupwasam ye kawa han say. Sound doctrine ye preach wa may God bring his own people here. May God bring helpers to this church. Onyamia domembra Mama Francesca so baby obejine preach bia onyamimba no hobai onyamimba no hobai opia mouth and pray for 2 minutes.
Lelo vihiyato siyata Rakihala davalavaliyata Rako sadavalava Ikako sadavaha Rabala davaha Iko dihata lavaha Rabala valavaha Rabako siyata Ikako sadavaha Rabala davaha Iko dihata Rabalava Ipalado siyata Rako dihata Rabalava Iko sadavaha Father in the name of Jesus, Rato Sadavalabaha, Rico Dilata, Aleko Sadaha, Rabba Papa Papa, Rata Dadaha, Rico Dalabalabaha, Rabalato Siata, Recos Dihata, Rabba Papa, Iparapa, Iparapa, Rico Dihata, Rabalata, Reco Sadabaha, Rakadabaha, Ipadabalabaha, Rabba.
Of Jesus.
Lift up your 2 hands and begin to worship God. Begin to worship God and thank God.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Worship the Lord.
Meka say suye Aho media meka say suye. Worship the Lord. Oh sawanka meka meka. Sorrow ya wode asase ya wode oh ya rate sa oh sorrow ya wode asase ya wode oh ya rate sa. We know. Bidi wasidako.
Bidi wasidaka.
What to do. And most of the times you have your way in our meetings. You have your way. And we give you glory.
Jesus.
Thank you for your promises for our lives.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We thank you that this week we will experience your power. As a church, we experience your power. As individuals, we experience your power. There is no God like you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please take your seat. Encourage the others to fast, because there is a wind blowing and it is important that people don't become dropouts.
of what God is doing in the midst of his people. Amen. As a church, I see a lot of old people, old members of the church dropping out. And I see a lot of new faithful members joining. But if you read the parable of the wise virgins, they all entered the room expecting the bridegroom to come. They all had the same expectation. But some, five of them, carried extra oil to go to the end of the journey. If you are not careful, because when the visitation of the Lord comes, he may come at a time where you are tired and you may have run short of oil. And you say things like, we started that church. See this guy? We were in the same place. We were in the same group. We're all instrumentalists in the church. But when the bridegroom came with his prize in his hands, that was the time you had left to go and buy oil. Hallelujah. I see God rearranging things. And if then you are no more around, or you've lost your position in the church. Are you here with me? Encourage them on the platform. All of you that are there, talk about the fasting, talk about the meetings. There are some of you, I've never heard you talk on the platform. Favor, I've never heard you make a comment on the platform before. Your wife is constant. Say something. Yamiche, are you on the platform? I can't share that. George, who can share that? Yeah, country. I've not seen you make a comment before. Well, okay, so also. And our brother, Fasan. Encourage the people. Encourage the people. Hallelujah. Are you happy you came? We are meeting here tomorrow. But the last topic we prayed about in the night, if you can, wake up and pray about it. Bring the offering. Bowl, whatever you brought to bless the Lord this evening, come and drop it in and let's share the grace and close.